His mercy will not end. His mercy will not end.
FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Ellie Holcomb, as sure as the sun. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Weather forecast, sunshine for today with a high of 38, then snow likely for tonight, low down to 26. Friday, snow ends early in the day with about 1 to 2 inches expected, cloudy, high 36. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a wintry mix with some snow and some rain, high of 44. Sunday, about the same with a high of 41, and currently it's 34.
We're hanging out with our friend Jerry Higley. He's the executive director of Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ. Good morning again, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you here. We were talking about YFC earlier, and you said God's been doing some really cool things right now with YFC. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so right now, it just feels like in the last maybe month and a half or so, God's just been doing some unusual things, because the kids we minister to come from in these urban settings, living in poverty, non-religious families, struggling with all kinds of issues. But in our weekly clubs, and especially at two retreats we recently had, you can just see God is really working in the hearts of these kids. Yeah. So we have this cabin up near Lickdale. So we can sleep about 60 people. And when we're not using it, we rent it out. It's just a wonderful blessing for us. But in the last month, we had a retreat for middle school kids, and then next weekend for senior high kids. So these kids, in the worship times, led by two of our volunteers, I mean, they were just fully engaged in this worship. And for this group of kids, unusual.
Yeah.
But fully engaged in that. And then Bible teaching time, you know, it's probably only like 15, 20 minutes, kind of short, but kids were engaged in that. And then at the end, our staff thought, you know, it's just a little awkward. Just say, okay, amen, and it's over. So they said, hey, amen. And, you know, if you'd like to just kind of pray or whatever. And then these kids, for the next hour, just stayed there in little groups praying for one another. I mean, there were tears, an emotional time, but not just emotion. It was like this pure brokenness before God.
Yeah.
And it was just unusual. And that was the tone for both of those retreats.
Wow.
And it carried over to club times, you know, the week or two before and the weeks after that. And it feels like right now there's just this critical mass of the majority of these urban kids are saying, hey, I want to be a Jesus follower and I need to change my life. There's one kid that we always called him Chapo. Chapo. So after El Chapo, you know, bad Mexican drug lord.
Yeah.
And his family's kind of violent, and so he liked that, and that was the name that for ever since we knew him, call him Chapo. But then that night after the retreat, he said, hey, don't call me that anymore. Call me by my given name.
Wow.
And I thought, that is powerful.
That's God at work.
Yeah, that is God at work.
The
for
three
sure.
of us are like teared up a little
that's
bit a, right now.
That's a Saul to Paul kind of thing.
Yeah, right that's there. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so there's that movement going on.
Yeah.
And in the midst of that, you know, we're working. I mean, the world is just a broken mess.
Yeah.
You know, you read the news and it's just a broken mess. And these kids are living in that mess. And so then even one of those boys coming back from the retreat, God worked in his life, called his mom, say, hey, mom, I'm on my way home. And then before she hung up, the son could hear the mom telling her boyfriend, oh, he's coming home. I wish he wouldn't come home. I don't want him to be here. And just talk about the enemy trying to rob this kid's joy and anything that God's doing in his heart and life. And so we're ministering to those kids living in that broken mess.
Yeah. Wow. If folks want to get involved, help volunteer, can they do that?
Yep, they can. Yep. We're just looking for people that love God and love kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they just need to know they're walking into a mess.
Yeah.
You know, they're walking into a mess. But in spite of that, God is at work.
Yeah.
And even in ways that we don't know, God's still at work. So, you know, how powerful is that?
Wow. Another way people could get involved is to come out to the auction and fund what you guys are doing and what God is doing. Tell us about that.
Yep. So we have this benefit auction. I think it's our 33rd annual benefit auction, which who can believe that? You know,
crazy.
That thing keeps going on and
yeah.
on.
That
so,
pancake breakfast is catching my eye, Jerry.
Yeah. So on Saturday, there's an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. The dates are March 14th, 15th, and 16th. So the 14th is like a preview. You can come out that afternoon and see what we have. And then the 15th and 16th, We have three or four auctioneers going at the same time, both days, all day long.
This is probably the biggest thing going. I mean, you're probably the biggest one out there.
For us, and anything and everything that you could imagine, especially used stuff. So, you know, if it's college kids or somebody just getting married looking for, I mean, there's appliances and couches and dishes and pots and pans and, I mean, on and on it goes.
And then memorabilia, keepsakes, quilts. You have all the stuff.
Yep, bicycles. We'll even have a nice used camper. So if you want to, if you want to get a camper and drive around, and you can take your family or you can go by yourself, whatever works for you.
Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ, their Bids for Kids benefit auction coming up March 14th through the 16th. Lebanon Expo and Fairgrounds is the place. Jerry, if people want to see some of the auction items or get the details.
Yep, then go online, at www.lvyfc.com, and there'll be lots of pictures, and the schedule will be there, lots of information.
Because it's not just the auction. You do have food, you have pancakes, you have chicken barbecue, you have all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Check it out, March 14th through the 16th, an opportunity for you to be a part of what God is doing through Lebanon Valley YFC. It's the Bid for Kids Auction, Lebanon Expo and Fairgrounds. Check it out online. It's all at lvyfc.com. Jerry, thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great.
Love
Thank
having you.
You.
Say hi to all our friends there at Lebanon Valley YFC.
I will. Thanks.
Taryn Wells, back to the music. This is Known on WJT.